Hello and welcome to the first AutoLine Daily of 2016. On today's show, FCA loses a third of its market value after spinning off Ferrari. The UAW tries to intimidate workers who drop out of the union. And did you know a Tesla Model X is wider than a Hummer H2? All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily for January 4th of 2016. We always knew Ferrari was a gem of a brand, but now we know it was one of the crown jewels of Fiat Chrysler. Before Ferrari was spun off as a separate company, FCA's market capitalization was worth over $18 billion. Now without Ferrari, FCA is worth just under $12 billion. And Ferrari was contributing about $424 million in profits to FCA's bottom line. Even though shareholders got one share in Ferrari for every 10 shares they held in FCA, they still took a hit. Even so, Ferrari stock is expected to do even better now that it is a standalone company. But it sure is revealing to see how much of a financial impact Ferrari has for a company that only makes about 7,500 cars a year. The UAW is trying to intimidate workers who decide to drop out of the union. 2 years ago, the state of Michigan enacted right-to-work legislation that said workers could no longer be forced to join a union and pay dues. And so some workers are dropping out. Now, one local chapter, UAW 412 in Warren, Michigan, is publishing the names of members who dropped out. The union claims it's merely pointing out those people who are no longer allowed to attend union meetings or vote in union elections. But to us, this just seems to be blatant intimidation. But what do you think? Is this proper protocol, or has this UAW local stepped over the line? Coming up next, who knew that the Tesla Model X is so wide?
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
While most fly into town for the North American International Auto Show, the LeMay Museum in Tacoma, Washington, is driving some of its own exhibits and former featured cars from earlier auto shows straight to Detroit. You heard that right. Led by a 1957 Chevy Nomad, a 61 Chrysler 300G, and a 1966 Ford Mustang, a hearty band of drivers, along with a few journalists tagging along for a leg or two, embarked on a 13-day, 2,400-mile trek across the country, driving these more than 50-year-old products from the Detroit 3 back home for one last auto show. The caravan is due to arrive this Friday for a celebration in the city just prior to the NAIAS. We want to thank AutoLine viewer Anton Wallman for pointing out a fascinating design detail about the Tesla Model X. Did you realize it's one of the widest vehicles on the road? Notice I didn't say widest passenger car, I said the widest vehicle. Anton Wallman, writing in Seeking Alpha, notes that the Tesla X is 81.6 inches wide. That's nearly 7 feet. And it's wider than a Hummer H2, a Cadillac Escalade, and the Ford F-150. Mamma mia, that's a big car! Designers say that being so wide is one reason why the X really stands apart from other cars on the road. I wonder how many new Tesla owners brought their car home only to discover it took up all the room in the garage. Still to come, Nissan throws in the towel on its efforts to conquer Le Mans.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Do you remember Nissan's wild front-engine, front-wheel drive LMP1 car from last year that raced at Le Mans? Well, Nissan announced it's going to dump that program and will not compete in the LMP1 category for the 2016 season. That doesn't surprise us. The whole program was a total rush job, with most of the development work being done on the racetrack, not before the season started. The car was neither competitive nor reliable. The same thing happened with the Delta Wing project. Another total rush job without proper development. Too bad. It would have been fascinating to see what those cars would have done with the right kind of development. BMW showed its new gesture control system at last year's Consumer Electronics Show, which allows users to control functions like the radio volume or accept phone calls with the simple movement of a finger. But the German automaker is taking its AirTouch technology to the next level at this year's show. Sensors have been added to the dashboard, so the display for infotainment, navigation, and communication can be controlled like a touchscreen, but without having to make contact with the surface. BMW is also looking to address concerns for complicated menus that require multiple steps to control a single function. So it added a concealed button on the steering wheel for the driver and on the door sill for the passenger to confirm an action, which allows the driver to keep a hand on the wheel and passengers to use both hands to navigate through the system. Speaking of CES, Autoline will be there again this year, and our coverage starts this Thursday. So tune in for interviews with top executives hot off the showroom floor to keep yourself up to speed with the latest technology. You can check that out on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.